should be there. Just a moment.
So thank you for giving me the opportunity to present this paper titled Association of Hypertensive Disorders of Pregnancy with Obesity and Prematurity in an Inner City Population. The objective of the study was to compare the singleton births with and without the hypertensive disorder of pregnancy in the SID population. The study was conducted in the hospital in one of the five boroughs of the New York City, Brooklyn, which is situated very famous borough, Manhattan. This hospital serves mainly the African-American women. What is hypertensive disorder of pregnancy? When the blood pressure increases during pregnancy, the woman is said to have been suffering from the hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, or HDP. There are four types: chronic hypertension, gestational hypertension, preeclampsia, eclampsia, and preeclampsia with chronic hypertension. I will describe one by one. Chronic hypertension, the diagnosis is based that on the presence of high blood pressure even before the start of the pregnancy, or if the blood pressure increases for the first time during the first 20 weeks of pregnancy. Or sometimes the diagnosis is retrospective when the blood pressure does not go back to normal after 6 weeks of the delivery. It is called the chronic hypertension of the pregnancy. Then gestational hypertension. When the new blood pressure, when we find the new high blood pressure after 20 weeks of pregnancy, but there is no protein in the urine, it is called the gestational hypertension. Preeclampsia, eclampsia. When the blood pressure increases after 20 weeks of pregnancy and it is accompanied with the protein in the urine, swelling of the body, especially of the hands, feet and face, and there is rapid weight gain, it is described as the preeclampsia. Eclampsia is more severe form. When the patient with the preeclampsia gets fits or convulsion, we said that she is suffering from eclampsia. This is a very fatal condition if it is not treated immediately in timely manner. It is fatal to both mother as well as the baby. Then the last, preeclampsia with chronic hypertension. If a pregnant woman with chronic hypertension, there is an onset of protein in the urine, or there is an increase in the basal protein in the urine, or there is a sudden increase in the blood pressure, then it is said that women with chronic hypertension, there is a preeclampsia with chronic hypertension. This disease has got the clinical as well as the public health significance, because the women with the preeclampsia or eclampsia, they are more at risk for the adverse outcomes in mother as well as babies. They have more chances of the death in the mother as well as the babies. The only known treatment for the eclampsia and the preeclampsia, advancing preeclampsia, is the immediate delivery. If they are not delivered immediately, the death can occur to mother as the baby, or there can be long-lasting damage to the brain and kidney to the mother, and baby might have to be delivered prematurely. And this prematurity itself predisposes the baby to the high risk and needs more care and more expense, like NICU admission. What is the public health significance? As HDP affects 12 to 22% of all the pregnancies and is responsible for 15% of all the hospitalization of the pregnant women in the United States hospital. So it is very important. Preeclampsia is one of the most common medical complications of the HDP. It affects 5 to 10% for all the pregnant women. It is the third leading cause of the maternal death in the United States, and it is three times more common in the African-American women. It is not that it only affects the mother, it affects the babies as well. It is a major cause of the premature deliveries, and there is a major cause of the death in the neonates and the morbidity, that is long-time illnesses and diseases and disabilities. The same pattern of the maternal mortality is followed in New York City. Here also it is the third leading cause and responsible for the 20% maternal death in the New York City. So it was a case control study based on the record review. After the IRB approval, the list of the women who delivered in the hospital during 2005 was extracted by the medical informatics section. There were a total of 2,130 deliveries. Depending upon the ICD-9 course, the women were women were with the discharge diagnosis of HDP were identified. There were 133 cases with the HDP diagnosis. And there are 2019 cases. From these 2019 cases, we randomly selected 139 controls as the diagnosis with the non-HDP women. We reviewed all the 133 HDP cases and 139 control cases after the excluding the multiple pregnancies, wrong coding or correct coding, erroneous exclusion. We finally had 101 cases and 131 controls. Because there was some wrong coding, there were some women with HDP suffering, but they are coded as having the non-HDP. So we have to bring those from the control to the cases group. But however, all of these cases and controls did not have the record of the height and weight either before the pregnancy or during the first 12 weeks of the pregnancy. So only 80 cases and 84 controls from the randomly selected group had the record of the height and weight. So they were used for the comparison. We studied different variables like age, race and ethnicity, place of birth of the mother, the number of previous deliveries mother had, what was the weight and height before the pregnancy or during first 12 weeks of pregnancy, whether the blood sugar was high or not, that is the diabetes was present or not, and what was the gestational age of the baby at the time of delivery, what was the route of delivery. Data was analyzed using the ANOVA chi-square independent t-test as applicable. We did not find any difference between the age, ethnicity, race or place of birth between the two groups. However, we found that those women with diagnosis of HDP, almost 63% of them were giving the birth for the first time, or they were nulliparous. Parity is defined as the woman, the number of times she has given birth after 24 weeks of pregnancy, where only less than 40% control were the nulliparous. That means HDP is much more common in the nulliparous women or who are giving the child delivering for the first time. They are at a greater risk for developing the HDP. We also found that obesity and morbid obesity was much more prevalent among the cases as compared to controls. I will discuss this later on. The diabetes or high blood sugar was also more common among the women with the HDP as compared to the non-HDP women. Rate of preterm delivery was much more high. 40% women with the diagnosis of HDP delivered before 37 weeks as compared to 2.4%. Rate of cesarean section was 2 times higher in cases as compared to controls. Obesity was measured as body mass index, which is defined as the weight in kilogram divided by height in meter square. The subjects were categorized into the 5 groups, depending on the BMI, underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, and morbidly obese. It was found that 50% of the women belonging to controls were either normal or underweight, and only 25% were obese or morbidly obese, whereas among the cases, about 45% were obese or morbidly obese, and the incidence of morbid obesity was 4 times in the cases as compared to controls. There were 24% women with the HDP group were morbidly obese as compared to 6% in the control group. Conclusion. That means there are 3 main risk factors for developing the HDP in the population: obesity, presence of diabetes, and the nulliparity or the first birth. And the rate of preterm delivery and the cesarean section was high among the women with HDP. As the obesity prevalence is increasing in the United States, the obstetrical outcome may worsen because of the high incidence of HDP. So, what is the possible public health intervention? If we can promote the healthy weight before the start of the pregnancy, we might lower the maternal mortality, or we might lower the premature deliveries and improve the maternal and fetal outcome. There were certain limitations in the study. The sample size was very small. It was limited to local African American population. There were only few Hispanics and 1 white woman, so we could not compare the effect of race and ethnicity. The pre-pregnancy body weight and height was missing in many cases. That also contributed in decreasing the sample size. There might be non-sampling error from the miscoding of cases control. As I told you earlier, all cases known as the HDP was checked for the correct coding, but only randomly selected controls were checked for the correct coding. There is possibility that those non-HDP women who delivered, there might be some more cases of the HDP in those, and we have missed those cases. Thank you. In the last, I would like to express my gratitude to my mentor, Dr. Benkar, and co-authors, Dr. Bowers and Joseph, for all the help in every steps of my study. Thank you.
Thank you. I think if you don't mind, we will hold the question for at the end of the whole presentation. Our next presenter is Ms. Malini Persad. Ms. Malini Persad is a second year medical student at the Medical College of State University in New York, Downstate Medical College. She has an MPH obtained in 2007, also from the same medical college. She has been and she is a research assistant in several projects. She obtained several awards already and recognition, and she has been presenting and published one of her study already. Her presentation is titled The Association of Hypertension.